Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 35. That's a first John. Okay, I mean John. I'll say, First John is a little bitty book. Okay, yeah. So that should be John 1, not 1 John. All right. So the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 35. Hear now these words. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You're to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael come towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And so we've been walking in the footsteps of Jesus, And so back in Christmas time, we did the same scriptures I did the year before because, that's the time of year to do that. And now I'm going to continue walking to Jesus, but I want to use scriptures this year that I did not use last year. Last year, when I was talking about the first disciples, I used some scripture. I think it was out of Luke's gospel. And it's one we're probably most familiar with from Sunday school, how Jesus is walking along the seashore and sees the brothers fishing, and then they'll follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Well, John's gospel kind of gives us the background story. Because when you read Matthew and Luke and Mark, and read it carefully, it seems like they already met Jesus one time before because they know who he is. This isn't some complete stranger. In fact, you may recall how when Peter gets in the boat with Jesus, and Jesus gets done preaching, he says, "No, Peter, let's go fishing again." He says, "Oh, teacher, no, we fish all night." He said, "But no, if you ask for it, no, we'll do it." And so John's gospel gives us the background story about how they actually first met each other. It reminds me like when you they turn on TV Land, they show you that first episode of a TV series. This is how all those characters first met each other. That pilot episode. Well, this is sort of the pilot episode of the ministry of Jesus, where he's first meeting his disciples. And so it starts on verse 35, talking about John. This is John the Baptist. So John's staying with two of his disciples. And there comes Jesus walking by, and he says, "Look, the Lamb of God." And so I thought, well, we better go talk to this person. And so it's almost comical, right? Here's Jesus walking along, and here's these two guys walking along behind him, right? And now ask yourself, if you're walking downtown Inglewood or Etowah, and two guys walk behind you, how would that make you feel? You think you might get mugged or something? And what does Jesus do? Jesus being Jesus, he turns around and says, "What are you looking for?" And it probably took him by surprise, and they say, "Rabbi," and then John's gospel translated it, because he's probably from a Jewish background, has a Greek audience, and says, "This means teacher." And they said, "Where are you staying?" No, I mean, how are you going to break the ice? And Jesus says, "Come and see." Okay? And so it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so they go hang with Jesus. Well, one of them is a guy named Andrew, okay? And Andrew has a brother, Simon Peter. So it's actually Andrew who goes to his big brother Simon there and says, "We have found the Messiah." And again, the author translates saying, no, Messiah means anointed. So Messiah, anointed, Christ, all those are the same words. So he brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looks him over and says, "You are Simon, son of John, but you are to be called Cephas." And again, the author translates saying, Cephas means Peter, no, a rock. No, almost like, "I'm going to give you a new nickname, Rocky." Well, the next day, Jesus goes to Galilee, and there he finds Philip and says, "Follow me." And it says that Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Now, Philip, when you read John's gospel, you'll discover that Philip and Andrew are buddies because they always pop in together. You know, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we see that you got Peter, James, John, or a little trio. And then a lot of times, James and John are together, usually getting themselves in trouble. And Peter's over there, usually opening his mouth, saying something he shouldn't be saying sometimes. And Andrew kind of gets left out. But in John's gospel, we notice that Andrew and Philip are buddies because they're always kind of popping together. And so, for example, a little further on in John's gospel, have the situation where Jesus has preached all day to a large crowd and everybody's hungry. And Andrew and Philip come along, and one of them has a little boy in his little lunchbox, and Jesus has a little conversation with them. And then he takes the boy's lunch, blesses it, and feeds thousands of people. And then later on during Holy Week, you see where some Greek visitors are in Jerusalem. No, they're here kind of like as tourists, and they go to Philip. Because Philip is a good Greek name, means lover of horses. Now, I need my Berean tribe up here, no, lover of horses. And they say, "Sir, we will see Jesus." And so Philip brings them to Andrew, and then Philip, Andrew, and the Greeks go to talk to Jesus. Okay? So in John's gospel, Philip and Andrew are buddies. They're always together. And so they go there, and they get Philip, and Philip follows Jesus. Well, then Philip, he goes to find Nathanael, okay? Now, Nathanael, that means gift of God. And he says, "Nathanael, we have found him about whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Okay. Now, that sounds kind of strange to us in our culture. We hear talk about, no, Jesus Christ or Jesus of Nazareth. Our Catholic friends will say Jesus, son of Mary. But here and then, this is Jesus, the son of Joseph of Nazareth. Now, that's a good identification. If you go to Nazareth, there's Jesus. His dad's Joseph. That's him. And Nathanael says, and I just love this, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" You know, he's like, "Really? Like, really, Philip, is this the best we can come up with? Nazareth, you know." I mean, that'd be like here in McMinn County, somebody said, "We found a Messiah." You know, he's this guy from Calhoun. And you'd be like, "Calhoun, really? Inglewood, Etowah, yes. Athens, maybe. But Calhoun, a little B town on the river there, really?" Everybody thinks it's part of Charleston. And so Nathaniel is kind of rolling his eyes like, anything good came from Nazareth. I mean, Nazareth has a bad reputation. It's on the wrong side of the tracks. And what does Philip say? Philip says, come and see. Now, that's interesting because those are the same words that Jesus told Andrew and his friend at the very beginning. Come and see. He didn't argue about it or anything. He said, well, come and see, you know. And so here comes Philip and Nathanael. And it says, when Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Now, that's a play on words is a pun, okay? Here is a Israelite in whom there is no deceit, no deception. This is an honest man. What you see is what you get. Now, the reason that's a play on words is Israel is the name of their ancestor, okay? So let's go back to the book of Genesis. Now, in Genesis, you get the situation where the world is worshiping idols and false gods and pagan gods. And out of that world, God calls a man by the name of Abram. We know him now as Abraham. Abraham and Sarah. And you have Abraham, Isaac, his son, and his grandson, Jacob. Now, what's interesting is nowadays we think of them as being like the fathers of the faith. But when you read Genesis, though, you'll discover that it was a process. Not once, but twice, old Abraham lied about Sarah being his wife. Remember that? One time to the Egyptians, one time to the Philistines. Isaac, when he was getting in trouble about the whale, you know, we were talking about the war out here earlier, when he got in trouble with the whale, he was telling a few white lies because he wasn't causing conflict. And then Jacob, the grandson, means deceiver. He was a trickster. And you may recall the story about how Jacob was his mom's favorite, and so they pull a trick on poor old Isaac. He was getting blind in his years. And so Jacob built him some furs and went and brought some soup his mom cooked and like, hey, Dad, it's me, Esau, you know, your favorite son. Come a little closer. Well, that's strange. You feel like Esau, but you sound like Jacob. You know? Isaac's like, something's wrong with this. But Isaac goes ahead and blesses Jacob with that blessing of the firstborn son, you know. Jacob cheated his brother out of that and was being dishonest with his dad, you know, and did with mom's help. You know, you're talking about a household divided. And then later on, when he's dealing with a guy named Laban, he's wheeling and dealing and being a little shady and dishonest. And then the trickster, he also gets tricked. You may recall how he made a deal with Laban, because Laban had this beautiful daughter by the name of Rachel. And Laban says, well, if you work 7 years on my farm, you can have Rachel. And then, so he works 7 years, gets married, and the next day realizes he didn't marry Rachel, he married Leah, the firstborn daughter. And he's very upset, and Laban's like, well, you know, in our culture, yeah, I can't marry off the first, secondborn kid, I married the firstborn kid, so if you work 7 more years, you can have Rachel, you know. I can say this, because they're not here, but I don't know, I'm thinking about the breeding family, that'd be like, somebody want to marry Macy, you know, when they work 7 years, and they wake up and realize they married Cadence instead, and, you know, got to come back and work for him and their 7 more years on the farm, you know. So this is a family who was all the time wheeling and dealing, was being very dishonest and deceptive. And Jacob's name is later changed to Israel. You know, when he wrestled with God, Israel means one who wrestles with God. And so here's Jesus doing a little play on words, a little joke for all his Jewish friends, and says, this guy is a true Israelite, but in him there is no deception. What you see is what you get. This is the honest man right here. So even though he is descended from Jacob, the trickster, the deceiver, he is an honest man. And Nathanael is shocked, and he said, where did you get to know me? He's like, you know, I've never met you before. How do you know I'm an honest man? You know? And Nathanael's probably thinking, this guy is just buttering me up. He just did some flattery and such. I mean, it's Mike. Him here is just a Tim Wall. You're an honest man, you know. I'm like, well, he doesn't even know who I am. He's just making this up. But then Jesus gives a very unique answer. He says, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. Now, in Jewish culture, the fig tree is where a Jewish person would go and pray for the coming of the Messiah. And so apparently, Philip had been down in the backyard somewhere praying, asking the Lord to send the Messiah. Went back inside the house. And a little while later, Philip comes knocking on his door and they have a little conversation. And so somehow Jesus, you know, showing his divine nature, is telling Philip, Philip, when you're praying in that fig tree, I can see you. And that answer so shook Nathanael that Nathanael said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Now, think about the difference there. Philip introduced Jesus to Nathanael by saying, this is Jesus, the son of Joseph of Nazareth. But when Jesus mentioned this deal about praying during the fig tree, Nathanael says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Okay? So Nathanael has got an insight who Jesus is more so than Philip does. And then Jesus answered, do you believe me because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened, and the Son and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now for the Jewish audience, they have picked up on this. This goes back to the whole being an Israelite, son of descendant of Jacob. And just for reference, I'm going to turn to Genesis. Okay. And you may recall that at this point that Jacob has deceived his father. His mom's like, son, get out here. Your big brother's mad. He's going to kill you. And so he's on the run from big brother. Okay. And I'm just going to read here from the scriptures. Okay. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones to the place, he bent over his head and laid down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your offspring, and your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and the north and the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and your offspring. Know that I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And so Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put on his head and set it for a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel. So in Genesis, Jacob the ancestor is on the run from Jacob, or from Esau, his brother. He falls asleep using a stone for a pillow, and in his dream, he dreams of a ladder from heaven to earth with angels coming and going down this ladder. And then next to him is the Lord. And the Lord says, don't be afraid. I am with you. I'll make of you a great nation. All this land will be yours. And so here's Nathanael looking to Jesus saying, Jesus, you're the Son of God. And Jesus said, do you think that's impressive because I told you I saw you underneath the fig tree? He says, very true, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And so that ties in beautifully, because you had Jesus pointing out, just like Jacob saw that ladder up to heaven, and there was God next to him. Here I am, the Son of God next to you. And remember how Jacob said that that ladder was the gate to heaven. Well, I'm the gate to heaven as well. I am the door by which people can come into the kingdom of heaven. Now, what about us? What would you do if somebody you invite into the church or something, they kind of give you some pushback, like Nathaniel did? Would you give up easily? Or would you be like old Philip and just say, come and see? You know, I think we make witnessing a little too hard. Let's tell folks you're praying for them and love them. And they say, well, I don't know about that Bible stuff. And they say, well, why don't you just read the Gospel of John or the Gospel of Luke? And just read those and pray about it. And you meet Jesus yourself. No, Jesus told Andrew, his friend, come and see. And then Andrew brought Peter to Jesus. And then Jesus met Philip and says, follow me. And then Philip went to Nathanael, and Nathanael gave some pushback. He said, come and see. You see, there's different ways to come to Jesus. Sometimes Jesus comes to us directly. Sometimes we approach him. Or sometimes a friend comes and gets us and says, you need to go see Jesus. It doesn't matter how you meet the Lord. The point is, you need to meet Jesus. And he works different ways. But you need to meet him. And when you meet him, you'll be like old Philip and say, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Thanks be to God. Amen.